From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
The first offering of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's Miraval Rosé may have sold out on release, but the next challenge is how their follow-up vintage would be received. The answer, after this.
Enjoying all of the complex flavors of a bold red wine, it's key to allow that wine to breathe. And you'll breathe easy with the bold, beautiful, and large selection of decanters from EpicStyle.com. From the stylish glass decanters to the ultra-sleek selection of aerators, EpicStyle.com has the best variety to choose from. Of course, you'll also find a treasure trove of other wine accessories from cork cages to cork screws, bottle coolers to bottle stoppers. Enjoy the wine lifestyle just that much more at EpicStyle.com.
In music, it's known as the second album syndrome, that often tricky successor to a critically acclaimed debut. It's proven to be the downfall of many an artist and is impartial to the cult of fame and fortune. Now, who's to say it's any different with this trend for celebrity wine? So, with the 2013 vintage of Bragelina's Provence Rosé set to hit our shelves, what are the critics saying? Well, initial reports are positive, the wine receiving favorable reviews. Six bottle pre-allocations offered online to French and English wine lovers were all quickly snapped up. Their property, Chateau Miraval, in the south of France, is one of the most stunning in an area famed for the pink drink. Yet their grape expectations don't stop with rosé. An English wine review decanter reveals that the next stop is red wine. The couple plan to make a wine similar in style to Italy's famed Super Tuscans. The toughest test? Last year, the wine came in 84th on Wine Spectator's top 100 wines of 2013. And most significantly, was the only rosé wine on the list. Only time will tell if and where the successor will find itself on the 2014 list. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.